This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel stresses on political stability and good governance. Nomination filing for vice presidential election set for today. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma stresses need for legal and policy level reforms to control violence against women. And Chinese President Xi Jinping has secured his third term as the president. Now the news in detail. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel has stressed the need for maintaining political stability and good governance, addressing a program organized after garlanding the statue of late leader B.P. Koirala at B.P. Museum in Sundar Rizal of Gokarneshwar municipality, worn in Kathmandu yesterday. President-elect Paudel stated that the country would move ahead towards the path of prosperity by keeping alive hope and enthusiasm among the people. He further said all the concerned sides should work for safeguarding the people's rights. Nomination filing for vice presidential election has been set for today. The Election Commission is holding the election of the vice president on the 17th of March. Meantime, the Election Commission has urged the political parties and to register the nomination paper of the candidates from different gender and community than that of the president for the upcoming vice presidential election. Issuing a statement yesterday, the commission instructed the election officer that Ramchandra Paudel was elected to the post of president in the cluster of Khas area and now the vice president candidate should be from different gender and ethnic community. Meanwhile, the Nagarik Unmukti Party has decided to field the Party Chairperson Ranjita Shrestha Chaudhary as the candidate for the Vice President. Ganga Ram Chaudhary, the Nagarik Unmukti Party Parliamentary Party Chief Whip, said the party's Parliamentary Party meeting yesterday decided to field House of Representatives member Shrestha as the Vice Presidential candidate. Similarly, the Janata Samaj Party Party Nepal on Thursday decided to field the party's parliamentary party leader Ram Sahaya Prasad Yadav as the vice presidential candidate. Likewise, Janamat Party has decided to field party vice chair Mamtaza as the vice presidential candidate. The Supreme Court has denied to issue an interim order on a petition filed against Prime Minister and CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. A single bench of Justice Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada refused to issue the interim order as per the demand of the petitioners. Supreme Court spokesperson Bimal Koirala said Justice Khatiwada's bench ordered the defendant to submit a written response within 15 days. A writ has filed at the Supreme Court taking Prime Minister Dahal's statement made in a ceremony organized at Turi Khel of Kathmandu on the 15th of January in 2020. Earlier, the Supreme Court administration had refused to register the case, arguing it was a political case. However, a joint bench of Justices Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada and Hari Prasad Funyal had ordered to register the writ. Based on the court order, the legal practitioners had filed the case against Prime Minister Dahal on the 7th of March. However, the CPN Maoist Centre has demanded that the wartime incidents should be concluded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, not by the regular court. The Maoist factions have decided to collectively confront what they call the attempts to criminalize the political movements going against the Comprehensive Peace Accord and the agreement signed in the past. A meeting of the top leaders of the then Maoist Party of the People's Movement period convened at Balwatar yesterday decided to collectively fight against the activities being carried out in the recent days regarding the incidents of the then Maoist movement. CPN Maoist Centre General Secretary Deep Prasad Gurung said the meeting decided to organise a joint news conference on the 12th of March and a joint interaction on the 14th of March. The CPN-UML has called its secretariat meeting for today. The meeting is being held in a while. CPN-UML Central Party Office Secretary Dr. Bhisma Raj Adhikari informed that during the meeting, the discussion would be held on various issues, including contemporary politics and vice presidential election. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemuri, has left for Bahrain yesterday to participate in the 146th Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU Assembly. Speaker Khemuri left for Bahrain leading a 9-member delegation to participate in the IPU Assembly being held at Manama of Bahrain from March 11th to 15th. Speaker Khemuri, on behalf of the Federal Parliament, would present a statement in the general debate promoting peaceful coexistence and inclusive societies fighting intolerance. The delegation would attend various meetings during the assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Narayan Kajasrestha, has said uplifting people's living standard is the major objective of the incumbent government. At the 17th anniversary of Shanti Namuna Basic School at Madhya Bindu 1 of Nawalparasi Purva yesterday, he said that the government had been moving ahead with an objective of uplifting the living standard of the people by making social and cultural transformation. Visiting British Minister of State of Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Annie Mary Trevelyan paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda at Balwatar yesterday. The Prime Minister's Secretariat said the meeting between the duo dwelt on a wide range of subjects, including the bilateral relations between Nepal and the UK. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has stressed the need for legal and policy-level reforms to control the violence against women increased by the misuse of technology. At an interaction program organized by the Women's Security Pressure Group in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Sharma said appropriate policy relating to cybercrime should be formulated to prevent the misuse of information technology causing violence against women and teenage girls. The Election Commission has submitted the report including the result of the presidential election to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The election to the new president was held on Thursday. The report has been submitted to the president at her office Sheetal Niwas as per the Article 62 of the Constitution and Section 60 of the Act on Election of the President and Vice President 2074. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia submitted the report to President Bhandari amidst a function. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Aman Lal Modi pledged to forward the Federal Civil Service Act, incorporating the essence and sentiments of the Constitution. In a meeting with the heads of the Indigenous Nationalities Commission, the National Dalit Commission and the Tharu Commission at the Ministry yesterday, Minister Modi assured that attention will be fully paid on the Act to make civil service proportional and inclusiveness. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Chinese President Xi Jinping has secured his third term as the president at the ongoing session of the 14th National People's Congress. Xi Jinping has been formally appointed for a third term as China's president. The meeting of the National People's Congress in Beijing unanimously elected Leader Xi, the President of the People's Republic of China and the Chairman of the Central Military Commission on Friday. Xinhua News Agency states that after the election, Chinese President Xi made a public pledge of allegiance to the Constitution at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. The annual session of the National Legislature also elected Han Cheng, the Vice President of China. The UK will give France almost £500 million over 3 years to help stop migrants crossing the Channel in small boats. The cash was announced at a summit in Paris between UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and President Emmanuel Macron, who said France would also contribute. The money will go towards an extra 500 offices at a new detention centre in France, but this will not be fully operational until the end of 2026. According to BBC, the UK had planned to pay France around £63 million this year to tackle the problem. The new package appears to at least double that amount, with the UK placing £120 million in 2023-24. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Gandaki province, Lumini province and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 26.3 degrees Celsius and the minimum temperature of 8.8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President-elect Ramchandra Podil stresses on political stability and good governance. Nomination filing for vice presidential election set for today. Communication Minister Rekha Sharma stresses need for legal and policy level reforms to control violence against women. And Chinese President Xi Jinping secures his third term as the president. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.in. Before more news and online programs, stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.